We are so glad you've joined us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to introduce you.
Will you do that?
I will do that.
Well, you know what? That would be really nice of you.
Well, if you're nice all day long, it'll be a really nice introduction.
I better behave.
You better behave.
Well, we are. You want to say something?
Well, I did.
Okay,
I like
well,
what
ahead.
You said, that we're so glad that you joined us. And that's really the truth. I just want to say this about that. I wish we could, and hopefully we at least try to communicate to you how big, how weighty, how absorbed we are on the inside with you and the desire to get God's blessing through to you. His mercy, His compassion, His love, we want to get it to you. So when you tune in, it just makes us so happy, because it's just that one more opportunity that we have to take what the Lord's been so good to show us,
mm-hmm.
George,
yeah.
and to be
yeah.
able to share it with you. You say, well, Pastor Terry, you don't know I'm sitting out here. Well, yes and no. I don't know your name. Maybe you've never met you, but the Holy Spirit knows you. And by that, we've got this connection. That's the cool thing about the body of Christ. We are divinely united. And because of that, the Bible says when one hurts, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. There's just a sense,
yeah,
don't you?
There
don't
is.
You sense
I do.
It?
I
you
sense
just
it too.
Sense the people that are there.
Yep.
And we know they're there. He knows they're there. And He's got a word for you today.
Absolutely.
And you heard from Him to be a part of this broadcast today. And all the rest of the week, as we talk about the remaining 5 days of healing that
That's
we have.
That's right. 10 days of healing, that's what we've been talking about. And all of the outlines that we've been working with here, we make those available to you, kcm.org/notes. And you can download them and use them and preach them and study them. And really, if you are endeavoring to receive healing, it is so powerful. The term total immersion is what we've talked about, to immerse yourself. That means to submerge yourself in the word of healing. And when you do that, it will have an effect on the physical body. And these notes we want to make available to you, because they have all of the scriptures, all of these thoughts that we are conveying to you, so that you can be able to use them. So kcm.org/notes, and that's available to you. And so we're beginning today talking from the 103rd Psalm.
That's probably... I don't know. That's absolutely my most favorite psalm, but it's sure one of them.
Yeah.
But it's one that we speak back and forth to each other a lot. We say it a lot.
Yep.
And that's been a part, even at our mealtime, quite often, we just start declaring it as we pray over our meals. And it's a really good one to put into practice.
Yep, exactly. So Psalm 103. Starting in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. What a scripture that is. What a verse, just one verse, is so powerful.
I think you should read through those first, what is it, 4 or 5 verses there.
Yeah.
The ones that we always
back.
Say, read the whole.
Yeah, okay.
Get the whole picture, and then let's break the verses down.
So. Psalm 103, verse 1, take 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What a scripture that is.
What a passage.
You know, that first verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And I like to say that everything within me is blessed. Or you could say it this way, everything that is in me blesses the Lord. And I'll tell you something, I got a revelation. and I'm looking over at Psalm 150 really quick here. One time, I accompanied a gentleman to these treatments that he was having, chemotherapy treatments. And I would sit there as he was doing that, and I would read scripture to him. And I was reading Psalms to him one day, and I read this one. This was Psalm 150. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs." And I stopped at the word organs. And I looked at him and I said, "Your organs are praising the Lord right now." Organs. And so I go through this. My organs are blessed. My mind is blessed. My nerves are blessed. My bones are blessed. My heart is blessed. My eyes are blessed. My ears are blessed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
You know, this scripture says, bless the Lord. What does it mean to bless? Well, there are a couple of different meanings for bless, but one of them is to say something good about, to declare something good about, to confer a blessing on someone is to say something good about them with the understanding that what you're saying, your words have power. It's not just a compliment, but it's an empowerment through words. And this says, bless the Lord. Say yep. something good about the Lord. But the result of that is those that say something good about the Lord says something good about you. So when we say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Remember the scripture, 3 John 2, my beloved, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as we activate our mind, our thoughts, our will, our emotions, and all of those parts come together to demand of our soul, you reflect the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
You speak of his goodness by the fact that you're well and you're healed. And the result of that is healing and wellness.
That's right.
So yep. I remember I had a growth on my gallbladder years ago. And, we're going to have it taken out and all this. And do you remember that? And mm-hmm. it was giving me fits. I mean, it was causing a lot of havoc and trouble. And so that wanted to take it out and all that sort of business. But my dad said to me, he said, "Terry, you need to picture Jesus in your gallbladder. Picture him in there and that your gallbladder will testify of the goodness of God." And I began to do that and just saying it.
Yep.
And I pictured Jesus alive in my gallbladder. And then the time came and the Lord told me to get in a prayer line. It was, my dad had one, and I was actually working in television at that time. Back when the TV truck, ran out there, got in that prayer line. He laid hands on me. I dropped to the ground like a hard sack of potatoes. And I never had any more trouble
Praise
with that
God.
Gallbladder. That was it. That ended it. Praise God. But my my gallbladder declared the goodness of God and received that healing.
Exactly. Let's take a look at verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, Terry, one of the words in the Hebrew for the word benefits is treatments. Forget not all the treatments that God has for us. I really like that. It also says acts of goodness and services. In Psalm 84:11, the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
There's the verse 2 and a think of the reference right now, but he daily loads
just
us with
benefits.
Yep. And there's a load of benefits. It's like working for a really good company.
Right.
Then they say, well, What are the benefits? The benefits of blessing the Lord. He says, don't forget any of them. Be mindful. Okay, soul, stop and think about the benefits.
That's right. That's good. And I like to add in there, oftentimes when I read this, I add the word covenant benefits.
That makes a difference.
The covenant benefits that we have. These covenant benefits belong to us. They are ours. And there was a price that was paid for them. And in that covenant, that connection, that oneness that we have with God, we are walking in the fullness of that covenant benefit, which is healing.
Healing. Wellness.
Wellness. Total wellness.
You know, really, a lot of the things that we're talking about healing will actually help you stay well instead of get sick and get well. That's really what God wants for us, is that we stay well and not need healing.
Exactly. Yeah. Verse 3, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. The Amplified translation says, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases.
George, that is so important, I think, because there's been, as Brother Hagin used to say, there's a ditch on each side of the road. And one of the ditches is to condemn people with sin over and over and over and over until all you're conscious of is your sin. That's not God. On the other hand, to get the idea that sin is irrelevant, doesn't matter, he'll forgive me for that, and treat sin as if it had no impact on our lives or was inconsequential, that's wrong too. And the Bible tells us that when there's sin in our lives, that whether you are thinking about it consciously, your heart and the mind of your spirit are very aware that there is a block between you and the Lord, and it'll get in your way to receive. So what we have here is God has done all that's necessary to see to it that sin is not a hindrance to you, but you have to participate with that. You have to not want sin. You have to hate sin, Bible says, but at the same time, when we do miss it and we don't make light of it, but we thank God that He forgives them, that He will move that sin out of the way so that it cannot stop the benefit that He has in healing for you.
Right. Verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He redeems our lives. We talked about being redeemed from the curse of the law, purchased from, rescued from, those taken hostage by the devil, he has to let them go because Jesus redeemed us from the curse of sickness. From the Amplified Classic, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy.
No, the scripture, it says crowns, and we get in our thinking, of course, the crown like a king would wear, just sits on your head. But that kind of crown is just symbolic of what crown really means. To be crowned with something, it's a surrounding.
Yeah.
Adam was crowned with the glory. He was covered. It starts at the top, so a king, while he wears a crown on his head, but royalty is not just what sits on his head. Royalty, he embodies royalty. And this is saying that he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. His love is a defender. His love is our shield. His love is it's like a force shield, a force field. That would be a 21st century phrase.
Right, exactly.
He crowns us. He surrounds us. Mm-hmm. With his loving kindness and his tender mercies.
Wow. In this verse 5, this is one of my favorite. I've got lots of favorite scriptures, but this one, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What we've talked about before, He satisfies our mouths with good words.
Yes, with good things.
Yeah.
In the Bible, the word mouth, it's really saying so much. It's talking about, of course, your physical part of your body here, your lips and tongue, and what. But why is it important? Because that's where words come out.
Yeah.
That's the outlet for the spirit. It's the outlet for the mind and the soul. Remember, bless the Lord, O my soul. He will put words in our mouth.
That's
and don't
right.
forget, now in the Hebrew, now I checked it, and the Hebrew, there's no Hebrew word right there that's translated things.
Yeah.
But in Hebrew, we have to have this English word here to complete
right.
the thought. But in the Hebrew, the word in Hebrew for the word word is the same Hebrew word for things. So a word is a thing. Words become things. He puts the words in our mouth.
Yes, he does.
That will produce the things that God wants us to
yep.
have.
Yep.
He satisfies our mouth. He fills our mouth
yep.
with good things,
good
which
things.
Is good health, good yep. life, good yep. prosperity.
Praise God. And the Amplified Classic says, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring.
Yeah, don't wait until you're 50 years old.
Yeah.
You know, wait,
yeah.
don't wait until you get to the point that whatever age you are, that's what you think old is
yeah.
before you start declaring this, because he says that this is for the age you're at right now. You begin to say this right now, that my youth is always renewed.
Yeah.
You know, we don't tend to see ourselves aging. We wake up one day and went, oh, something's different here. But
yeah.
but we begin to declare that. Ladies, I'll give you another secret too. You can also declare, he's the glory and the lifter of my head, and I'm without spot or wrinkle.
That works too.
It helps.
Well, I like, and we've been doing this for years. We've been talking about and saying to ourselves that he satisfies our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. And something happened to me the other day. I didn't even mention this to you.
Oh.
I'm mentioning it to you for the first time.
Okay.
I went to the optometrist and I was having my yearly checkup for my eyes. And I went up to the desk, the front desk, and there's a couple of ladies back there. And the one who is checking me in, she says, what's your name? So I gave her my name. And then they ask you for your birthday because they find you in the files. And so she asked for my birthday, and I told her what my birthday was, 7/19/1953. So I said that to her. She put her pen down like this, and she looked up and she said, no way, no way.
That's the argument you like to hear.
She said, you don't look a day over 50.
Oh!
And the girls around her were just laughing, and I thank you. First, I was turning red. And she said, no, really. I mean, she was emphatic about it. You don't look a day over 50. So I explained to her, there's a scripture that I declare.
There you go.
The Lord fills my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. And as I was leaving, and she hollered out at me, you don't look a day over 50 years old. And for some of you, there'll be a day and time when they say that to you,
Amen.
And it will mean a lot.
It does.
Right. It'll mean a lot. We had one of our camera operators here today celebrating a birthday.
I know.
24 years old. And our youth is renewed like
the eagles
as
That's
well.
Right. That's
okay.
right. We better,
so
better
keep
clip
going.
Along. Okay. Psalm 91:16, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him
oh, yes.
my salvation.
Oh, yes.
You know, with long life, he's with us. It's the quality of life
yeah.
that produces the yeah. endurance of life.
Oh, say that again.
It's the quality of life. That produces an endurance of life. So you can live long and wish you hadn't, or you know, or be hard and miserable and expensive and disappointing. Or you can live a life that has the quality or the essence of life itself, the life of God Himself.
That's right. That's
which
right.
causes the life at the age that we are, that causes us to have a longer life.
Right.
Let's see how much of this we can
yeah.
barrel through in the next few minutes.
You know, there's provision for the whole person, spirit, soul, and body. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
W-H-O-L-L-Y. The whole, all
completely.
One part.
Completely.
Yeah, all three parts.
And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it.
He'll do it. Faithful. He is faithful, and he will preserve you all the way to the time Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Unless you go by the way of the grave. Now, we understand our bodies. The Bible tells us that our bodies are, they're aging, they're getting older, but that doesn't mean that we have to be just sick and of course, now you have to cooperate with that.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
We both work out, we eat well.
Right.
We do things that we are supposed to do to cooperate with that because we have to counter what's happening in the world. So, okay, we should keep going here.
All right, 2 Peter 2, 24 and 25, Amplified Classic. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar, and he offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist, to sin, and live to righteousness.
Yeah, that speaks of the Spirit.
That's the Spirit.
Jesus took care of the Spirit. Now, our spirits are not healed. They are regenerated.
Yes.
Glory to God. We are born again. Yep. So he took care of that.
By his wounds, you have been healed.
That's our body. So
that's
we have spirit and body.
For you were going astray like so many sheep, but now you have come back to the shepherd and guardian, the bishop of your souls.
So that's your soul. That's the three parts, spirit, soul, and body, your mind, will, and emotions, your spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and they are divinely united and connected for eternity.
That's right.
And you have a body that one day will be glorified, and then those three parts will be divinely connected for eternity.
Praise God. I am strong in my spirit. I am. What would you say in your soul? Perfected in your soul?
Yeah, strong. I think I'm strong in the Lord.
Strong in the Lord.
In spirit and soul
and body. Yes.
My strength comes from being in the Lord.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. Deuteronomy 7:15. The Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on those who hate you.
So the Lord will keep you free from every disease, the NIV, the New Living. The Lord will protect you from all sickness. The Message, God will get rid all sickness. It's like this. If I had this cup and it's got a little bit of coffee in it, but if I started the water running into it and just let it run and run and run, what happens? All the coffee eventually is taken away. It goes down the drain.
Yeah.
The more we are filled with God's Word,
The
more we hear God's Word, read God's Word, think on God's Word, we're going to talk more about that later on this week.
Yep.
The more we do that, the more of Him moves in, the more everything else moves out.
That's right.
Jeremiah 30:17, I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus,
Thank
for this.
You, Lord.
And there, of course, that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface
right.
of all the things that are in the Word of
That's
God.
Right.
That's why, George, is so thrilling to have this. This isn't every verse in the Bible on healing, but this healing promises that we have, we want to give
start.
You. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland put this together, and a lot from her notes, she started this with different translations of different verses on healing. Yep. And then we have the MP3, healing. It is always God's will. God wants you well. And so you can keep the Word going in your eyes, keep it going in your ears. And what is that doing? That water of the Holy Spirit is just pouring in and sickness is moving out. So we're going to have the announcer please come right now and tell you how you can get yours for free.
From the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's Word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, He made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time He paid for your salvation, He paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's His will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
Pastor Terry and I want to pray for you right now. If you need healing, we know the healer, and He is here to work on your behalf. Just put your hands over your heart like this to receive what the Lord has for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray over this one right now. And thank You that You are the supplier and the provider of all that we need to be healed, whole, and well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We say that all that is within this individual and all that is without is blessed of the Lord. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank You for the healing, power, and anointing of God on them to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
I encourage you to put to work what we've been saying today. Go back, look up Psalm 103, and begin to say that psalm.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor, maybe people don't realize that we have a prayer line. We have prayer ministers there, and these folks are taught in the Word. Some of them have been on that prayer line
for many
years.
Yep.
They are skilled in prayer, skilled in the Word, and ready to pray for you, whether it's healing or family or whatever the situation. They also can help you with Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, give you information on that, take donations. We always receive in those. So we encourage you just to call the number there that's on your screen and let them connect with you. And speaking of connection, we look forward to connecting again tomorrow with you. And until then, remember this, God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.